Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk. Brooke Schuyler Richardson was sentenced this morning. Felicity Huffman has her big day. And Fotos Doulos' attorney may not be doing him any favors. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk. Thank you for watching. Thank you for subscribing. And we just went over 60,000 subscribers. So I thank you very, very much. Could not be possible without you. So if you haven't subscribed to the channel, please do so. Hit that subscribe button, hit that bell so that you receive notifications of when we will be putting out new content or going live. You can also follow us on Patreon, Facebook, and Instagram, and all the links are below. So yesterday, Brooke Schuyler Richardson was found not guilty of murder, involuntary manslaughter, as well as being found not guilty of child endangerment. She was found guilty of abuse of a corpse, and her bond was revoked yesterday. She got to spend the night in jail, and today she was sentenced. She received 3 years of community supervision, which is a fancy word for probation. The family member spoke, and everyone agreed that Ms. Richardson can be a selfish person, as she indicated herself, and that everyone's going to go forward and try to be a better person in the future. The judge described how precious life was when he delivered his remarks and imposed sentence on Ms. Richardson, and also stated that her actions were a grotesque disregard for life. Now, this is a real hot button issue case for a lot of people, because obviously anytime a child dies, people become very emotional about the subject, understandably. But this particular case, based upon the evidence that was presented or the lack thereof, you can see why the jury made their decision. There was no evidence as to a cause of death, and they could not prove that the child was not stillborn, which was the evidence that came in at trial. And no experts for the prosecution could say that the child was in fact born alive. Now, the abuse of the corpse charge was for Ms. Richardson putting the child in a shallow grave in the backyard, and she will be punished accordingly. Family is requesting that the remains be turned over to them, and the judge ordered so within the next 7 days so that the child can receive a proper burial. Next case on the docket is that of Felicity Huffman. Felicity Huffman is one of the first to have pled guilty and is now one of the first to be sentenced in the College Blues admission scandal cases. Now, Felicity Huffman only paid $15,000 to get her child into school. Others have paid a heck of a lot more. And although the pre-sentence investigation report prepared for the United States District Court judge that will be sentencing her today has not been released to the public, nor will it, we have a general idea of what the sentencing guidelines recommend. Now, you may ask yourself, what the heck are the sentencing guidelines? Well, the federal sentencing guidelines, they're formally known as the United States Sentencing Guidelines, are a set of rules designed to govern how sentences are imposed in federal criminal cases. In every criminal case, the sentencing guidelines will suggest a range of imprisonment that the judge may impose. The range that applies in a given case is determined by the defendant's criminal history and the facts of the case, calculated according to the rules set forth in the guidelines and the federal sentencing table. So on this table, the rows correspond to different offense levels, which are calculated according to the characteristics of the crime, such as the amount of money stolen or the quantity of drugs sold. The columns corresponding to the criminal history of the defendant, based roughly on the number of prior convictions. That's the criminal history category at the top of the page. And so someone with the same offense level for the same crime, but a worse criminal history, will get a worse sentence, a more serious sentence. Why that, you ask? Well, you shouldn't get a volume discount for committing crime. You've had your chances, then you get a more punishment as the fact that you pick up more crimes. Now, Felicity Huffman, she's down here in zone A of the federal sentencing guidelines. We're not aware of any criminal history that she has. And apparently the report is requesting that she is eligible, basically, she guidelines out for 1 month in jail, and that's what the U.S. attorneys are recommending. She will have a felony conviction, and if she is sentenced to prison, she'll still have to do a period of supervised release. Her attorneys are going to be arguing for a probationary sentence. Now, these sentencing guidelines used to be mandatory. You simply started at the top at the criminal history, you went to the offense level, and wherever you wound up, that was the range that the judge sentenced your client in. It was very unusual for these to be changed. Ultimately, a few years ago, the United States Supreme Court said that it was unconstitutional for the judge to not have the discretion in these cases. But since there is a sentencing commission, big old staff at the sentencing commission, they couldn't just do away with it. So now the judges must consider the guidelines as a starting point, sort of a ballpark of where these should go. But the judge has the discretion, based upon a defense motion for what they call a motion for variance, that the sentence could be lower. And the judge always has the discretion that can sentence someone to the maximum penalty, regardless of what the guidelines suggest that the sentence should be. So ultimately, then the judge, and these are in the federal system, is found at 18 United States Code 3553, and these are the factors that the court should consider when imposing a sentence. And the judges will go through these and articulate why they're doing this, the sentence imposed, but these are what they generally called sentencing principles, and it's what most judges will consider when making their sentencing decision in just about any criminal case. First, the nature and circumstances of the offense and the history and characteristics of the defendant. Those are going to be found in the pre-sentence investigation report. Are they a career criminal or have they never been in trouble before? The need for the sentence to be imposed, i.e., to reflect the seriousness of the offense, to promote respect for the law, and to provide just punishment for the offense, to avoid adequate deterrence for criminal conduct, not only to the defendant being sentenced, but for those who know about the crime and the punishment, to protect the public from further crimes of the defendant, and to provide the defendant with needed educational and vocational training, medical care, and other correctional treatment in the most effective manner. Felicity Huffman has a pretty good opportunity here, since she completely got in early, accepted responsibility, and now she's the first to be sentenced. So the question is going to be, and the U.S. attorneys are going to argue for prison time, and the question is going to be whether the judge is going to go along with that to let everybody else know you need to get on board and, basically plead guilty, because I'm going to impose a sentence because I'm going to deter and punish people from doing this by sending people to prison. By the time this video comes out today, her sentence will be known. And hopefully Kyle can put up what her sentence was as we plug this in, since I have to go to court. Not sure when I'll be back. Now, the next case on the docket today is once again Fotos Doulos. He appeared in court yesterday for an arraignment on the new count of tampering. And his attorney was getting sideways with the judge. There's some pretty good video of it. And the judge ultimately said, hey, listen, this isn't ESPN. We're not looking for your 30-second snapshot, and doesn't need to be so argumentative. Fotos' attorney, Norm Pattis, basically disagreed and was very confrontational with the judge. Not really sure what that gets Mr. Doulos at this particular point, other than playing it up for the camera. Mr. Pattis did make a statement outside the courtroom, which basically said, bring it on to the government, and said, if you have charges, let's do this thing. If you don't, leave my client alone. Mr. Pattis may be making a serious mistake for his client here by basically taunting the government, because unless Mr. Doulos can show that he was in another state or country at the time of these offenses, and if he's ultimately charged, you are taunting the government, and they're going to try to find something to convict your guy, and they're going to keep coming at you. It's better to just simply say, not guilty, bring it on, save it for trial. I'm not big on taunting the government in the press. That makes them dig their heels in, and you'd much rather have the district attorney in this particular case kind of just go away quietly. And that's not going to happen if you're thumping your finger on their chest saying, bring it on, buddy. It'd be better to say, I don't think you have anything here, and my client are just going to go away quietly and let it go away. But apparently Mr. Pattis is not going down that route, and we will see how it turns out. Thank you for watching. Like I said at the beginning, 60,000 subscribers. Who would have ever thought? Who would have ever thought that would be possible? But it wouldn't be possible without you. Thank you for subscribing. We appreciate it. Please, if you have not subscribed, hit that subscribe button. Hit the like button for the video. Leave us a comment. What do you think about the Richardson sentencing? What do you think about Felicity Huffman's sentence? What do you think Mr. Doulos' attorney is doing for him by taunting the government? Let us know. Have a great day. Thanks for watching Crime Talk.